This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've announced today that Richard Fox has been linked to another murder. Please tell us about this case.
So during the course of the investigation between Chautauqua County and the Buffalo Police Department, Chautauqua County Sheriff's, Mr. Fox, his name came up in an investigation from 1976 where the lady in the press release was stabbed in the town of Brandt. During the investigation, Mr. Fox did admit to killing his grandmother in 1976, and that was his grandmother. Because of his age back then, and now he's over 21, in 1976, and now since it's 2026, we cannot charge him with that murder. But he did admit to the investigators. With a joint investigation with the Brandt Police Department, we had actually had a file on it that we found, and he was presented the evidence, and he admitted to killing his grandmother in 1976.
I know that you mentioned he can't get charged with this, but what does this mean for closure in this matter?
So the family, it's going to give the family closure. The family, his living relatives, they were made aware of this. And it just makes some kind of closure that, again, we still had town residents that we brought forward. And they remember the incident. There was first responders that responded, neighbors. We did investigation. We talked to the We actually took statements from them, and it just gives closure to a little closure to everybody, knowing that how his grandmother actually died.
This had to be a tough case to crack for some 50 years. How did investigators link Richard Fox to the death of his grandmother?
During the course of the investigation, he slipped some information out about his grandmother, and that led to the investigators to Brandt. Upon talking to with the Chautauqua County Sheriff's investigators, we did come up with some a file on it. And again, by talking to the people that were town residents back then, obviously none of our police department was a police officer back 50 years ago. But we did, through paperwork, through interviews, it came to him. They were presented to Mr. Fox, and Mr. Fox did, again, admit that he did kill his grandmother in 1976. I just want to say that it was a great thing that all the different departments came together on an investigation, and it's not like, I want to say it's great to have closure, a little bit of closure on this, and especially for the family, that they actually know now that they can have their grandmother rest in peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.